Hello, everyone. Now, I know you were probably expecting, some kind of April Fool's episode. You know what? No! We're not doing an April Fool's episode. That's our joke. Right, Ichi?
Double psych?
We're not here to fucking amuse you. We're here to teach, damn it!
Call roll the cue!
We're live!
Kaiga! Watching all the anime! Redcaster, Lytron!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster, Joe Raven!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster, Autogod!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster, Saga!
Trauma Inducer, Northcaster, Ishida Zazeel!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air! Otsukare!
That's what you get for saying that. Ow, you made me hurt my hand.
And now you broke my hand.
So, as you can tell by the roll call, I'm the leader!
What god is there?
Well, technically...
Woo! I'm Redcaster this week, bitches!
Technically, Bluecaster.
Shut up, Pinkcaster! Hey, wow, I get to shut up the Pinkcaster once. That's awesome.
Does that empower you in some fucked up way?
Absolutely.
So that makes...
That means I can sit here on my 3DS looking down like this and just, hey, Lane, what did you see in the episode? Eh, it was alright.
So wait, does that mean Raven has to point out the little technical things that no one gives a shit about?
Exactly, he's gotta argue about belt mechanics, gotta make stupid puns.
Ichi's gotta talk about shit that's gonna make you go, maybe I should stop watching this show.
And you get to talk about things that don't make sense to all of us and misspell words.
And realize stuff.
I will misspell them
while speaking them.
And you Gar, you just had to be like, oh, I loved this, Forza Drive.
Tokyuger wasn't bad!
Tokyuger was pretty awesome! It's Miss Sentai!
Can you imagine if we actually tried to beat each other for an episode? What a fucking nightmare that would be!
Oh, I call being Paul.
Yeah, that was good.
Better hope he doesn't listen to this.
Oh, I'll be Kevin. What the fuck was that?
I love Gaim, a lot.
I mean, I guess.
Oh. Hey, no, I got. I'll be David. Oh my god! Love it.
Ah, I hate ghosts.
I hate ghosts. Mexicans.
Double. Rising from the ash.
Wait, I got it. I'll be Tom.
Excuse me.
Oh yeah. Ninja tickle attack.
Oh, I'll be Noble.
Yeah, it was good.
No, wait. There's got
Crunch Man.
I'll be Jermaine.
And just turn black before our eyes.
How do you do that, Gar?
Anyways, welcome to the Cast Ranger episode 98. We are getting so ever closer to the big 3-digit number.
And it's a weird coincidence that this episode falls on the first of a new month. Quite odd indeed. And perhaps later we'll let you in on our little secret.
Boy, aren't we the fools.
That was the best intro to an episode we've
ever
had. Wait,
I know what it is. I killed Mufasa.
No!
Sorry, just the way you said that.
Yes.
Now run.
Gar is just freaking out for some reason.
No, Alfred killed Mufasa.
Alfred killed the Waynes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good.
Alfred, help me! Long live the vet! Just Robin, no!
I saw this webcomic today where, like, Superman is dreaming and he, like, saves Mufasa and then wakes up crying.
I finally saw BVS and...
Beavis?
It was a big mess. It was okay, some parts of it were okay, but overall it was a mess.
That's what I'm hearing.
I have not yet to see it, but just to all people who liked it, cool, glad you enjoyed it. To all people who hated it, cool, glad you hated it. Whatever. Like, it's your opinion, you're entitled to it, whatever.
To all people who hated it, cool. Fuck you.
No,
I actually don't
care. Alright,
I started to do a few more things for my blog page. I wrote down morph, like, more episodes.
You wrote down the word morph?
No, I wrote more... like, episode reviews of VR Troopers. They aren't up yet. And I've also been writing more of my Kamen Rider roleplay series on Facebook called Kamen Rider The Next Generation.
Are you allergic to vaginas?
Actually, no. I've met two of them.
Hello, ma'am.
ladies, you're looking lovely.
How's your Power Rangers?
Since last time, I am currently... I made it to Season 2. I'm currently on Episode 27 of Season 2, The Power Transfer, Part 1.
Cool.
That's the one I'll be watching later.
With the curling cat?
If I'm correct, and I think I am, that's where they're going to transfer the powers over to Rocky, Aisha, and...
Madam,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which requires the stupid plot sword that is never seen from again.
You know, I know something funny, rewatching this... The show did get better as time went on. Like, some stuff was still stupid, obviously. Mm. But do you know what was fucking weird, and I never noticed it as a kid? Towards these episodes, like, I'm going to say the last 10, there's no Zach, Jason, or Trini, right? They use, like, old stock footage of them.
Yeah.
They dub over them. There's, like, convoluted reasons why they have to keep their helmets on. Like, oh, they're frozen in time. Like, It's interesting seeing it as an adult, where you can, like, see the seams. Back then, I didn't notice.
When they're saying goodbye to them, it's just, like, in the distance, all silhouetted, and just like, oh, I'll help you guys have fun. Your peace conference. I'll miss you.
I think I actually, like, grew up with it the best in the sense of, like, my favorite characters were Billy, Tommy, and Kimberly.
Oh.
So, like, I didn't really, like, I like Jason, Zach, and Trini, but I just didn't care as much that I was seeing less of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, I like Zach, too, most of them, I guess, but... Still.
In terms of my rewatching of Drive, I'm in the 20s now, so, and, yeah. I listened back to my old opinion on what I thought of Drive. I want to slap myself in the face for not giving the show more credit than it deserves.
I'm sure, like, one of our members here will be more than welcome to do it for
you. No, because, like...
I like how you just backed up in fear there.
Every time I see Hanganji, he does any of his silliness, like, I actually laugh, like, I chuckle, like, it's really funny.
Did.
And just, like, all the, like, just, it's great, I love it.
So that's our up-to-dates. I think it's time we take a little look at our ghosts.
Mine's blue.
No, Ichi, yours north.
My ghost is north.
Alright.
Raven's
okay. Ghost.
Yeah.
So today's episode, Camera Ghost episode
24.
Actually, I want to say something quick.
Hmm?
You can't.
But I want to.
Go ahead,
it's a podcast.
Because I'm pincaster, I get to say shit.
Go ahead.
So, yeah.
I love Grateful Dead Machine. I love all the designs on it. I love the fucking helmet. Oh my god, this thing is so fucking beautiful. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
I can't tell if you're like being a character or if you actually like it.
I actually really love it. Love it.
Sleep. I like it, not as much as you do, though, apparently.
Hate the crown. Just hate the goddamn crown.
So they added Grateful to the opening this week, actually, which is neat.
And
they've been doing that lately. They've been keeping up to, like, track with, like, what's in where.
And they gave, like, Spectre an extra, like, quick, like, clip where he does this, like, really cool, like, pose.
Yeah.
Where he, like, points his finger and then, like, does it and makes it into a fist. And I was like, that was pretty cool. So.
Anyway, so how's our episode begin? Ghosts.
So, people are getting attacked by the ever so cleverly sneaking around Porcupine Roid.
Yeah,
which is what a monster we've seen in every other Shocker involved Rider movie to date.
It claimed it was a rat? Was that the whole thing? Or?
They thought it was a rat.
The witnesses who saw it described it as a rat monster.
But then they got there, like, is it a hedgehog? And I'm like, it's a porcupine, you fools. I can clearly tell from the quills. Trust me, I know porcupine quills. I've had to fish them out of my dog's mouth. actually.
Okay.
Oh, poor bastard just bit down. He was fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's at this point that I just remember, we've had so much serious plot going on. Oh, right, we're detectives. We should be doing things.
Yeah.
And then...
Where's Drive when you need him?
Right?
He's not in Top Gear.
Shut up, Pinkcast!
Shut up, QB.
The highlight of this entire episode, at least for me, was Onari being possessed by Goemon, which, according to the notes, we've dubbed it as Onarimon.
Like I said last week, that's what I'm calling it.
That was great to see him, because, like, you know, he idolizes him so much. And
yeah.
It was just funny to see, like, him, like, get possessed And then all the makeup shows up.
Yeah, and like the
shitty makeup.
And the rope bow on his back. Whatever, I'm sure that has a name, but I don't know what it is.
Put them away before I take them away.
Stop playing with those entertaining Mattel products.
But Tyler found his dad.
You hear me? What you make? You'll get these at the end of the podcast.
Joke's on you, I still got Kendall.
Give it to me. You're gonna make a great dad someday.
Or a teacher. You'll get these back at the end of class.
Now guys, have for recess.
But Onari's actor continues to just amaze us.
He's taking a goddamn chainsaw to that scenery.
Oh, yeah.
He's just chomping on it. And it works. I mean, he's doing a goddamn kabuki guy. So.
He's doing the kabuki guy.
Exactly. You know, the funny thing I said was, man, this is 100% just me. So those big ropes that they always put on, right?
Yeah.
I understand that's just a form of dress or whatever from back then. Is that what it was, actually?
Yeah.
Really? Was that what they were? Those big ropes.
The rope bow on his back.
Is that like a...
I'm sure there's a name for that.
That's an old stylistic thing I see in a lot of anime.
Yeah.
I actually know the name for it.
So, like, you know, I understand what it is. I mean, me, myself, I can't look at it when they're, like, facing us and not see butterfly wings.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well, butterfly. Someone's taught me
Deep
this.
Deep Spectre confirmed.
What a free Sanjo!
Look at me, I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Lane and I are though, like, whenever he went into that mode, fucking, what was his name in One Piece? Yui!
Oh, I can't remember his name.
You know what I'm talking about.
Chopper.
Yeah. The fucking Kabuki guy
that was
lion.
So annoying.
Well, I mean, of course that makes sense.
Doesn't.
Any Kabuki-style character would be similar to Goemon.
You know what I would love to see? You know what I would love to see? Jim Carrey attempt Kabuki.
I think he would be fantastic
like,
at
come
it.
On.
Oh my god, you're right!
Like, how amazing would that be?
He's already great at flailing around.
Exactly, like, and his movements are so perfect and sudden, but can also be smooth. Just like, him with a big fan, come on!
Fuck yeah.
Jim, if you're listening.
If he is, we're shocked.
We're amazed if you are.
Yeah. Tweet at us, at AC Studios.
Hey, Jim, call me. I'm from Newmarket, too.
Is he?
Actually, yes.
That's cool.
That's a thing in Newmarket.
Maybe he lives nearby.
Do you have like a statue of Jim Carrey?
I made one. It melted.
Oh.
It was out of ice cream. Well, it wasn't so much as a statue as I just put some sandwiches on top of each other. And then said Jim
it became
Carrey.
A really weird game of dominoes.
Yeah.
Just getting into Alan real quickly. I've just noticed, like, I call this like the Necrom sucking hour because, like, for the past like 2-3 episodes, he's just every time he fights his Necrom, he gets his ass kicked. But I understand why.
Two reasons.
Well, one because he's in a new body and it's all weakened and stuff, so he can't fight at his best.
He still doesn't understand he has to eat.
I know exactly what the second one you're gonna say. He keeps getting Grim and Sanzo taken away from him, so he can't use other forms.
I appreciate that they at least explain that.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any mooks to drain their energy from, so...
That also...
I feel like he could if any mooks came up to him, he could just be like, fuck you!
Imagine that became, like, his move. Like, when he's, like, openly fighting with our guys.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As the mooks come at them, he just, like, does a fucking, like...
face grab.
Shang Tsung, your soul is mine.
I could see that happening.
That'd be great.
But the thing is, we've seen that he doesn't do it. I feel it may be a case that he can't. It could be that his powers work off the Ganma have to be, like, loyal to him and, like, acknowledge him as their master for him to
be able to drain. Yeah, because in this episode he was fighting mooks and he wasn't able to drain
exactly.
But, honestly, and yeah, Alan, like, experienced fear for the first time, so that was interesting. But, like, Cell kept just going...
Okay, I'll say what I did. So, throughout the episode, he's being angsty because, you know, he's a reformed villain. He has to be angsty.
And he has no idea how humans function.
Exactly. So he's just, like, all around, all the time, like, I hate how I feel now. Is this what you humans call fear? Feels awful. Like, well, fear is a thing. I know, it just hurts so much. Wait a minute, where are you feeling your fear? Here! What you call a stomach! I think you have to shit. What's that? Because he's eating now, so
yeah.
he's biologically a human. He has to shit, too. And so that just led to, like, the most immature thing I've ever said. That's saying something. So, like, the episode that we'll never see but was probably filmed, the potty training Alan episode. Where they go to the bookstore or something and say, hey, we're potty training a kid. Oh, well, you want some literature then? Well, we have the still popular Everybody Poops. There's the less well-known Nobody Poops But You. Yeah, see, we're Buddhist. So, oh, then you want you're a naughty child, and that's concentrated evil coming out the back of you. Perfect!
Thank you for the Family Guy joke.
I try.
But yeah, when we were talking about that, I'm just like...
Or Shinto, sorry.
I wonder if he's, like, had to shit, but doesn't know what's happening, so he just lets it happen.
You gotta imagine that's a traumatic experience. Like, think about that. Like, you know, we as humans, that's just something we've literally been doing since day one. It's just natural to us. Yeah. He's well into his ability to perceive and think, and then all of a sudden he feels his ass opening. Like, that's gotta be an awful feeling.
Yeah.
To have no idea what's going on.
Wait, so did we just turn...
We just spent the last 3 minutes talking about how does Alan shit.
Yeah.
What does that say about this show?
It's shit.
It's all that takoyaki's only...
Well, yeah, I mean, takoyaki's delicious, but yourself.
I'd like to argue the specifics of his digestive system as a newcaster today.
Yes. What are the belt mechanics on this one?
The intestine mechanics.
Yes, his intestine mechanics.
What are the Burt McCarriners?
Nah, he just poops.
Perfect.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Wait.
But in all seriousness...
Although it could... I'm sure if, like, we ever asked anyone at the, like, production staff, they would have been, like, something along the lines of, oh, it's a human body, but it's, like, modified for convenience, so his digestive tract isn't quite the same.
No, if the writers ever listen to this episode, they're just gonna be like, what the fuck is up with this people?
You know, yeah, we've officially talked way too much about how does he... This is like people asking, wait, does the thing have a dick made of rock? How did that work?
But honestly, in all seriousness, though, like, Alan's actually developing a lot, and he's...
He's,
other than Onari, he's, like, my favorite character, because Necrom's my favorite writer in Ghost.
It's pretty safe to say he's becoming a good guy.
It's a simplistic thing, but they're not doing it badly, so I'm okay with it, you know?
Yeah.
He's learning to be good, and it will end with him just being full-on, you are my friends.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the shady part.
I thought we just did.
being Mr. Belt Mechanics that I am, there was one thing that bugged me this episode.
Yes.
So, the first time he henshins into Goemon Damashii, not having used the Tokan Boost icon prior, the belt apparently immediately knows to spawn the Tokan Boost suit, even though he's only using the Goemon icon.
It's because Goemon willed it.
I would have really liked to see Goemon on the base form suit.
Here's my answer. We're running low on money.
No, I know. I know what the correct answer is. It just... We're running out of money.
Gar, it might be the correct reason, but it's not the right reason.
Yeah.
We're running out of money.
Point being, though, we saw more Goemon and I was the happy.
I like how they actually managed to bring up, oh, wait, my weapons got fucking dusted last week. What do I do?
Oh, no.
And Urusen comes in, hey, just pull it out of your dick again. Oh, there it is!
Oh.
Speaking of pulling stuff...
Hey, just try and pull it out. And it happened. Oh, so it just respawns. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, isn't it convenient? Yep.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for him to go to Musashi form, then just out of the back of his head.
Pull the sword out from his top knot.
How great would that be?
That would be great, even though I hate that form.
So
they're fighting...
the special thing about this week's episode?
Yamato just comes out of nowhere. Like, he literally comes out of somebody's ass. Man, we are really... bad with these ass jokes.
And here's the thing, we should have talked about Zuodra first, because apparently Zuodra airs before Ghost, and when Yamato shows up here, he already knows who Takeru is, because Takeru's already cameoed in the Zuodra.
There's a little brief exchange where they're just like, oh, hey, it's you! Hey, it's you! And, like, the others are like, who's that? Oh, it's okay, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I know. I was a little... I understand, but I was a little disappointed it was just... I love Yamato, but...
Like, I have to agree, like, I'm really butthurt that they didn't do an hour-long crossover between the two
like
series.
They did with Diamond
I'm okay with
that. Here's the thing, even in the Juodra episode, this wasn't a crossover. This was cameos.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Did they advertise it as, like, a full-on crossover?
No.
Okay,
not exactly.
So
they just said...
They literally just advertised it as hero in each other's episodes.
I'm okay with that. That was for the kids to go, ah! That was what that was.
No, it was so they would, it, like you said while we were watching, it was to establish their friendship so that they wouldn't require explaining who each other were when the movie happens.
Yes.
You know, well, that's the same reason fucking they crossed over with Drive at the beginning.
Well, that's all we need.
But, you know.
These two episodes this week were just lead up to the Kamen Rider Ichigo movie, which debuted in theaters.
They're both pretty obvious filler for each, minus the crossovers.
In someone else's country. You piece of scum. That's Kamen Rider Ichigo to you.
Do you know what I always wonder if they'll do?
What?
Like, when they turn Sentai into Power Rangers. Because, there is occasionally...
If they'll use the cameo footage?
Yeah, like, and just say, it's an alien. Right? Just for the sake of, there it is.
See, while I would like them to, seeing as how Power Rangers these days really butchers the amount of episodes they put
out...
That
is true.
It is completely
unlikely. Hell, like, for when they do the Zoo Force or whatever they'll call Juozer, they could just say, this was a spirit.
Let's just go ahead and put that on the record that our prediction is Power Rangers Zoo Force.
Like, how many have been named Force at this point, right?
Too many.
Yeah.
Don't count them, Garland.
We'll do that another time.
Wild Force Season 2.
Could you imagine? It's a continuation of
They will get callback, that's for sure.
Five.
Thanks, Gar.
Thank you, Gar.
Thank you,
Onari as Goemon on the merry-go-round was hilarious. Years,
they might.
Oh, sorry again? What?
If they wait 25 years, they might.
Ooh. Oh.
25 to life.
25 to life.
If that is the conviction, then here's hoping whatever happened happened.
But Onari as Goemon on the merry-go-round was hilarious.
There was a great moment where he's getting a little too close to a woman and her child.
Yeah.
And, like, the child looks actively afraid of him. Like, I don't know, like, it was just a little, like, it's in the background, but that's the kind of humor I love.
Yeah.
Where she's just like, like, she's like, away from him, and you're right to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, monk or not, the guy's got eyeliner right now.
Yeah. But yeah, so when Zuo Eagle shows up to help fight Porcupine Ride, he does his roll call, and the best part ever, Ghost is like, I want to do that! Uniting the souls of 15 heroes, Kamen Rider Ghost!
It's like, pulls out swords. Wait a minute.
Our swords are the same.
Wasn't that in the Juojo episode?
No. That was in...
Oh, you're right.
It was this one.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And I'm like, oh my god, it's almost like Toei's fucking lazy with their sword designs.
That was a good in-joke.
Yeah.
Let's be honest
here. Yeah.
Like, hey, they look kind of similar.
Yeah, they're both made of plastic and say made in China.
Decade did it first. Fuck everyone.
How did Decade do it first?
He had the first, like, diagonal sword.
Oh, I thought you were talking, like, he copied another
one. No, anyway.
Aren't all swords diagonal if you point them that way?
No, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. You're right!
So Igor revives his team of Ganma, the machine gun and the Seiryuto to attack.
Yeah.
Those were neat. We saw the Seiryuto one jump off, and I'm like, oh, cool, it's Igor. But then it turned out to not be Igor, which was surprising.
It was Igor!
Sure. I got it.
And it could have been Algor.
He got his ass kicked, and then we cut back to...
There was this awesome combo that Ghost and Zuo Eagle did, where Zuo Eagle was, like, whipping the monster around with the Eagerizer, and then... Ghost pulls out the fucking Gun hammer and just fucking baseball smacks him.
Ironically, like, not a spoiler, sorry, just a little highlight from Batman vs. Superman. There is a moment in this that, like, it was the same shot with Batman holding, like, he grappled onto Supes and just swung him around hitting shit. Just reminded me of that.
Huh.
Thing in the fight.
No worries.
But no, he's like, you guys should join Shocker, and they literally take a second. It's like
to consider it.
It's like, do you? No,
no. He's saying, wait, are you? No.
Yeah,
I like that. That was humorous.
Yeah, and then the Hisats for this week was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Grateful summons the spirit of Goemon and Ryoma.
Yeah,
Decade
like,
Complete style.
I was like, all right, Grateful's fucking pretty cool.
It was Robin Hood.
Yeah,
it was Robin Hood and Goemon.
You said Ryoma.
Oh, sorry.
You did say Ryoma.
Sorry.
Robin and Goemon, which makes sense.
Because the Western and Eastern...
Take from the rich, give to the poor.
Yeah. The Western and Eastern version of each. Which makes me think that maybe they'll start doing that in the next couple of weeks. Just match up the Western and Eastern versions of the different heroes.
That'd be cool.
Actually, pull up my invisible glasses. There was one good shot I really enjoyed. And that was when Takaru showed up in Grateful Form. the camera is actually following him while he's running towards the group of Gamma.
Hmm. Oh yeah,
cool.
Which it's a good shot, which I really love.
Make a wallpaper out of it.
I'll make a GIF out of it.
The thing that bothers me though about Grand Theft Auto Machine is that it sucks that he has to like absorb all 15 icons every time he pulls out the belt.
So they all agree with each other. Yeah. I'll just
the other thing I notice is literally every time he unhinges from Grateful, you see Grim and Sanzo fly off back to Alan.
Yeah.
I admire that they're actually paying that much detail to that.
Yeah.
Although we never like see Alan like receive them or like take them, but it's understood that he gets them back. But it always happens while he's fighting. While Necron is fighting, he never has them because Grateful's happening at the same time.
Actually, we forgot to mention the biggest part about this episode. Mm-hmm. The king is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Adonis.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Del has been keeping him prisoner.
I thought that was weird. Like, while we were watching, I'm like, so, like, all these other Ganma who get, like, killed have been revived. So where the fuck is Adonis? 5 seconds later, we see Adonis
in his prison
cell. I'm like, damn it!
Well,
and he's apparently leaking or some shit.
There was water around the entire, like, hallway that he was being trapped in.
Maybe it's just blood.
But how would it get through, like, the prison? I don't know.
What's weird, though, is Adele's, like, trying to get the information from Adonis' father, just being like, oh, what's, like, the secret to the prayer chamber? Like, tell me. And he's like, well, why do you need to know? And he's like, well, to, you know, complete your ideals. I'm like, if you both have the same objective, why are you trying to usurp him so much?
Which proves that he obviously does not. He has his own goal, like every villain ever.
I don't give a shit about Adele. I'm sorry. He's boring.
He's a little too...
So boring.
Yeah.
I miss Hart. Bring back Hart, please.
You mean the guy that cared for his allies?
Yeah.
The guy who
cried... You know who Hart is.
Art was amazing, dude.
The guy who cried when he realized he was the last of his kind.
Yeah, right.
We know who Art is. Thank you for revising.
Rulers.
Reprising.
Anyways.
Should we just...
Next week, something.
Next week, stuff happens. I didn't notice anything of any note in the trailer.
Wait a minute. Since I'm Pinkcaster...
Zoolander episode 7.
Yeah, and we're getting into that filler, aren't we?
Yeah,
yeah.
This is a Tusk / Amu episode,
and I liked it. It's a good episode. If you will allow me a moment, I think this would be a good time to bring up another Science with Saga.
Science with Saga.
Don't use that. Don't do that.
I did a theme song.
No,
Gar put that in.
Trauma inducer Saga.
Teach you science or else!
Saga!
Except he's explorer from your own.
Saga!
Okay, scratch that. Guard, don't put that in.
Please don't. Alright, so, Amu is what, Lane?
She's a tiger.
Okay, what kind of tiger,
specifically? White tiger?
Okay, good. Good. You're good, doing good so far. What's her call sign?
Tundra Nooja.
Okay, which basically means...
A champion of the tundra.
Okay, now, interesting thing. If she is a champion of the tundra, that means that she is a Siberian tiger, one of the largest tigers known to man.
Yep.
Siberian tigers are the only ones that don't live in jungles, the only extant species, that is, that don't live in jungles. They do sometimes inhabit snowy drifts. Here's the thing. White Siberian tigers do not occur naturally.
Oh.
That's the thing. Only Bengal tigers occur naturally, and that's rare.
What, do you have to get...
Let me finish. White tigers are a rare thing except in captivity, where they are bred with already white tigers. Only Bengal tigers have that mutation in their genes, though, that allow the white fur to pass on. It would be incredibly... what's the word I'm looking for? Unlikely for there to be a white Siberian tiger. Yeah, you got scienced, a Juoger.
Oh,
science, bitch.
If she's the champion of the tundra, she should be orange.
Us.
Why can't we have an orange ranger?
We did.
Again.
Tokiroko. And battle.
But no, I'm talking rangers. Power rangers.
Oh, yeah. True.
Because we're not doing Tokuger.
We had Boom. It was a dream sequence, but we got Boom.
He was the orange in space / SPD ranger.
Which was odd. But anyway, that's my science with Saga.
Also, we'd like to mention that Bluecaster, Chillraven, he is now Greencaster, Chillraven.
I have the liquor and everything.
He's respecting all the source material.
He's respecting the alcoholic content.
Yes.
Oh my god.
2%. Anyway, on to the episode proper.
Alright, Ghost was in it.
That is true.
Well, I'm going to mention first that my favorite villain now in the show is Kubar. Kubar's fucking cool.
Elevator guy?
Yes.
Yes.
No, no. Like
light show face.
He's whereas Azald is the more the barbarian type of warrior, Kubar is the gentleman.
The scientist
gentleman, basically.
So his scheme is basically he captures Amu by sucking her up into his syringe gun device.
That was like right out of Pinky and the Brain.
And then like injects her in this weird liquid form he's trapped her in, into one of the Mebas, and basically Amu's body inside a Meba suit.
Which was weird. Again, I don't think they were actively trying to do this, but she then, like, the amoeba grows a tiger head with a blue tinge. I don't know if they were actively trying to emulate this. It's called a Maltese tiger. That's where, like, a gene... It's not known if this is real or not. Blue tigers, basically. Ooh. Like, blue-tinged fur. It's unknown if that's real. Maltese tiger.
Look that up.
Go for it.
But the weirdest part about that is, like, when it, like, transformed into her, the head just, like, popped down into the neck, and her head comes out of it.
So I was, like, half expecting her to be a turtle.
It's fucking Looney Tunes bullshit.
Turtle in a fur.
I love being a turtle.
Cowabunga, man.
So, the whole thing of, like, part of this episode's plot is that Tusk is pissed at Amu because she's not doing her chores.
Yeah, she's too busy shopping. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Hashtag. I will say, I don't know if I've said this already on the show. I probably have. She's better than Fuka.
But then, who isn't?
Hi, Gar. Welcome to the world.
That is true.
You mentioned Jojer! I mean, Ninager.
I hope you mentioned Jojer!
But there's the subplot with Yamato, Leo, and Sarah fighting off this hermit crab?
The Fiddler King, according to the subtitles.
Like, he's a hermit.
It's another one of the classic shocker monsters we see in every movie.
Yeah, and then it's like, before they fight it, it's like, halt! It's like,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, they're about to fight him, and they like do the cube turn on their morphers, and they do like two out of the three turns, and then Ghost interrupts them and steps forward to fight.
Yeah, Ghost is in this.
And then what bugged me about this is like they're like, okay, we'll fight too, and then they like do the morphing sequence from the beginning as if they had not turned their cubes half the way.
I'm gonna say that's one of those things where, like, you know, between shots, like the continuity guy just didn't care.
Well, no,
Multi-Stiger.
Well, no, it's more or less they had to restart the Henshin.
Anyways, so because it's red, blue, and yellow rangers there, Ghost goes through his Newton, Edison, and Musashi forms.
That was great how we didn't realize what was going on at first, but then we're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. There was a great thing where, like, Leo was just like, he's yellow-ish.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Newton is, like, yellow. Sorry, not Newton. Edison is yellow and silver, mostly.
Yeah.
And then it's like, they transform, and Ghost is like, what? It's like,
and then they
Ghost is just behind him doing the pose. Like,
doing the Thriller
doing
pose.
Doing the Thriller, yeah.
Yeah, he just did the Thriller. You know what would have been better, though? When he did that, if he just went, wow!
No, I say it once, I say it again, never mind, I haven't said it on the show. I really love how, like, not... How they should have done it the way that Tokuger and Gain did. They just transform at the same time, then they realize each other.
It's like, and they look at each other and go, what the fuck is with your gimmick?
Yeah, it's like,
here's the thing, though. The Zoogers and Ghost gimmicks are not nearly as outwardly stupid as Tokuger and Gain's were.
Yeah.
How, like, so by, far by that I
mean
were.
By that I mean, to someone who's seeing them for the first time, I'm sorry, the suits and Gain, when objectively looked at from a non-fan standpoint, were fucking stupid. They were samurai.
Very true. See, they use dumb things like fruit and trains. Our guys are using better things like slavery and animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What? Our heroes.
Where do you get slavery from?
He's using.
They're
humans.
Enslaving the souls of the
he's
dead.
He's enforcing humans to do his will. Oh yeah, using dead souls. So Satanism as well.
Yeah.
Necromancy.
Necromancy.
Jesus, I thought Ichi was supposed to be trying to do this.
I am.
It's in my heart.
No, and then it's like, they defeat monster, and the main villain, Kakashi, who's voiced by Kakashi in Naruto.
What?
Genis?
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah. His voice actor is the voice actor of Kakashi.
Who, by the way, walks around in his full body this week.
Oh, yeah, I was like, he moves. I'm like, oh my god.
What was cool is that he had to
duck. I saw him in the scan, so I knew that was part of.
I don't know why I thought of this again. I have like old school Power Rangers on my mind. I'm kind of reminded of Tor the Shuttle Zord with that thing. Just how like round it is and how dense.
Yeah.
How great would that be if like? Because remember, this whole series is a callback to past series. A lot of it. How great would that be if that's one of like Genesis' moves? Where he like just like lands on his enemies, like with his big fucking thing there.
Maybe
you've never seen Die Ranger, have you?
Not all of it. No.
Then you wouldn't know what Tor the Shadow Sword actually is.
Gar, it doesn't really matter right now. I know he also turns into a big thing of robot warrior.
Yeah,
I understand he's one of the mythical beasts.
He's
Genbu.
He's one of the chibis, right?
He's Turtle!
Yeah, that guy, Kamio, what was his name?
Yeah, he was the turtle guy.
Gar, isn't it great when you think you know
which
everything?
Which makes sense, because the other ones are in there, because the white tiger is Byakko, and the red dragon is Seiryu, and the pink phoenix is Suzaku. I got it!
No.
Everyone else doesn't matter.
And that's like, Genesis is like...
Did you say Genesis?
Genesis? Yes.
Basically, it's like, give him a medal, make him grow.
And then they shove the continue metal into the
what we determined is his ass.
No.
It was his mouth.
But like, I mean, like, just how great would that have been? I don't see an opening. There's one.
The sound effect is made like
Hold on.
But no, one thing before that, and this is my belt mechanic sense after like, talking. Ghost switches to Grateful Damashii. Without switching belts, by that I mean, like, he is in one of his normal forms with the Ghost Driver on, and he just pulls out the Icon Driver and just, like, places it on his belt as the Ghost Driver apparently fucking vanishes!
Well,
gets sucked into his body Kuga style, I don't fucking know.
When he summons the Ghost Driver, he just goes, nah, and then it appears.
What an event so hard to take 2 seconds to just... Go, like, put his hands to his waist, Kuga style, and have the Ghost Driver disappear.
Time is money, Eugene.
2 seconds! That's all I ask!
That's $48.
I'll pay the $48!
Eugene, that's like a good 2 to 3 hours just to change that.
You know what you do, Eugene?
He's actually right.
Do you know what you do to solve your problem? Okay, here's the solution to your problem. You take the episode, and you take a clip from when Takaru does this, summons the belt... Reverse the footage, edit that into the section before he turns into Grateful. There you go.
I think with the real way to solve this problem, you take what you don't like about this episode, put it in your hand, put it way up in your butthole. Way up there.
Way up there. See here.
That's how you know you've hit the cold.
Oh.
So they finish off the monster together, Zuo Gorilla and Grateful.
But then it turns big.
No, but the funny part is, I'm just thinking about
the kick in the fist?
Like, Ghost and Grateful Damashii. I will defeat you with the power of 15 ancient historical legends! Zuo Gorilla, I'm gonna punch you real hard. Just the juxtaposition of the significance of those seasons.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sneak up behind him and I'm putting my finger in his butthole.
And we also see Zuo Wild, but with the shark and cube lion.
Yes, AKA Zuo Wild 623 is the name.
I'm very glad, but I'm actually kind of tempted now to get Gorilla myself, just so I can make that combo.
Oh my god, you guys are buying.
I'll see. I'm not too sure yet.
We will see. So anyway, back in the plot proper, because that was, again, just a cameo.
But yeah, Takaru just literally vanished.
He did. Just, bye guys.
Yeah.
No, he's watching the fight and, like, screaming how happy he is seeing the giant robot.
What does your son do?
He, like, does the,
like, in a high-pitched voice, so, what Lane does.
So, anyways, the Zord
cameos,
fight.
Cameos.
The Zord fight happens. Meanwhile, back at the actual character
back
development
Back at HQ.
Plot, we see Tusk going to try and save Amu, and Amu's, like, creepily rubbing on Kubar's leg.
Don't do that.
I love Amoeba.
Like, I understand she's a cat, but...
Yeah.
I like Amoeba, as I'm calling her.
That's not a bad
Oh my god.
That's good.
Yeah, Amoeba. I like that she had kind of, like, still the traits of Amoeba, where, like, she just, like, kind of, like, shook her head
she's
a little bit, and she was like...
And made little weird mook noises.
Yeah, I liked that.
That
was a nice little touch.
That cat mask made me, like, oh, my god, that's fucked. Like, that's disturbing.
So, like, Kubar, every time he sent Amu to fight, he would hand her his, like, gun rapier thing, which is fucking badass, I have to say.
Yeah.
And, like, this one scene where they're on the stairs, which is also, we've seen that set of stairs several times in Gaim. I forget who it was, but someone made the comment as Amu's, like, firing on him, like, Amu has the high ground.
It's over. It's over, Tusk. I have the high ground.
It was
Sleepy.
It was Sleepers.
Greencaster.
We've both had a long, busy week. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Because
it was tea.
So,
no,
Tusk manages to get through to her and saves her and whatever.
No. Come on, we gotta talk about the best scene. The whole thing of him, like, just going up to her, like, no fear, like, Amu, I know you're in there.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
I need you to step out of it so I can tell you what I've been meaning to tell you.
Shooting him.
The other three show up, and then it's like...
Motherfuckers like Boromir just gets back up.
No, yeah. And, well, like, when she finally, like, does the final shot and, like, he die, I just, like, saw him collapse to the ground, then all just going in my head... Just Edward Tusk dying.
I don't know what that is.
Cuts to the ending.
The ending.
Oh, yeah.
Why I was doing the happy dance.
No. Happy dance.
And then, just during the ending, you don't see Tusk there dancing with them.
No, I mean,
they replaced the green cube with the white one.
Yeah, I like Tusk. I do, and that's why, this was good character development for him. Where, you know, he gets irritated.
Well,
I'm talking about the whole thing of him.
Yeah, I know, but we should mention what happens with him and Amu in the end before you talk about that development.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, Tusk frees Amu from the mind control and saves her, and the way the episode is put together, it's making you think that he's gonna, like, confess that he's secretly in love with her, but we all knew it was just gonna be, I need you to come back to me so I can tell you that I fucking hate you! And that's pretty much what it was!
And then, kind of weird, because beforehand he's like, I have to rescue you so I can, because I have to tell you, and I'm like, what? So you're just gonna rescue her so you can bitch her out for being a lazy piece of shit?
Guys,
yes!
Guys, at the end of the day, they're friends. He would rescue her no matter what.
No, I know.
And that's actually why I like Tusk as a character, because he's irritable. Who isn't, right? He's like,
in this situation, anyone would
be. Ironically, he's a more human character for this. And he's right to be annoyed. That's one of the worst things anyone can ever, like, say to me, like, that will make you go, fuck you, the whole thing. Look, you had your job to do. Yeah, but I do such a bad job. You should do it. I mean, I'll just mess up. No!
Also, seeing him without his jacket was weird.
You're the only one.
He's a skinny fucker.
He's Japanese.
No, okay. There's some fat Japanese
people. He does have a fair point. What's next? The sumo ninja?
Shut
up.
We did get a nice little closer zoom-in shot of Geo Elephant's helmet, and I actually like his helmet a bit more now.
I've liked it from the start. It's awesome.
Go ahead.
One thing I really enjoyed is that, like, they didn't try to cop it out when Amu shot him and he fell to the ground. It's like, the blast hit this thing, so I'm perfect. No, he collapsed
after the battle.
He's actually dying, guys.
Yeah, even, like, when she woke up, she actually shot him that last time. That was fun.
That was great.
And then the funny thing is, like, at the end when she's, like, actually cleaning, she's, like, got this weird cat-maid outfit going on.
Yeah, and then she's cleaning.
Yeah, between that and her rubbing up against someone's leg.
And then
fan service
she's
episode.
Cleaning, you see her, like, scrubbing the bathtub, and I'm just like, wait, that's where Sarah sleeps. Like, Sarah should be fucking cleaning up the bathtub.
It's actually cute, though. It's like, they're humans, but on the inside, they're still animals, so it's like, animal instinct. Nap time.
You know, going on the animal instinct thing, I wonder if that's a... I'll tell you a story. Quick one. So Tusk being, like, all anal about chores and keeping clean and junk like that. Okay, I get it. His character is irritable. That's the thing. I once saw, at a zoo in China, one of the most coolest and cutest things I've ever seen in my life. We went to the elephants. The elephants, their food was kept over in a corner, right? That's where, like, the keepers kept their food. And their water source was in the other corner. I guess so they just, you know, I don't know. The elephants picked up a huge thing, like a whole trunk full of plants, brought it to the water, and started dipping it to wash it. And then they ate it.
You heard it first. Elephants know how to dip.
I have video footage of this.
Elephants, never forget.
Elephants, never forget. to kill.
No, this episode was...
It was a filler. It had a cameo. It had some good character development for Tusk.
Yeah. So, for filler episode, not bad.
Yeah.
So, next week we get the Hiyama monster that we get in every Sentai.
The what?
There is a monster voiced by
Hiyama. Yeah. Okay, have you watched Bleach?
No.
Do you know who Link is from Zelda?
Ocarina of Time Link?
That
voice. Link.
He voices a monster in almost every season of Tokusatsu. And apparently the monster he voices will be showing up next week.
And to a lion his headphones, because apparently he meets like a musician or something, and he tries to help him like find his spark. The monster is like a
horn-blowing thing.
We have something to say next time.
Oh, boy.
You wait, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll leave it till next week.
Till next week, yeah.
And speaking for Raven, it was alright.
It was alright.
It was alright.
We were making...
It's okay.
The record show that Gar moved Raven's lips.
We were making the joke that Raven, you know, he's not getting into this series because he's been hurt too many times by a Sentai. So that's why, like, you know, we're all, like, kind of, like, singing along at some points, like, in the songs, right? I mean, you two are just full on singing.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Raven's just the only one silent. Like, even I'll go Eagle, Lion, and all that. Just imagine, like, at the end, the show has been great. Just, like, Raven with, like, all his heart. Eagle, Lion.
Okay, I'm gonna say, as much as we, like, shit on a ninja by the end, I was listening to, like, the old episodes of Catastrophe, like I said, and, like, we had fun watching it.
Exactly.
Like, we had fun moments.
Because we're talking with each other.
Yes.
True.
Anyway, speaking of talking with each other, I think it's, we haven't had a proper discussion in a while.
Yeah, we've just been watching stupid crap.
So,
hey.
Hey, Magi Ranger was alright, but Cell's right. It's time we start discussing shit.
Time
it's movie time!
Featured topic.
So, this month will include our 100th episode. Not for a couple weeks, at least at this point of recording. And first of all, guys, you know, can you believe it? We're almost at 100. I mean, really think about that.
I know.
I'm still amazed.
We've been doing that for so long.
No, we've been doing it for so long, Gar. By we, I mean these three.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, so for this month, we thought we'd do something special. Can we all just be honest? We started on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was a Sentai was a thing when we were kids, right?
Yep.
And arguably, one of the biggest moments of our young pop cultural lives was when we first heard, oh my god, there's a Power Rangers movie coming out, right?
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. Wait. And who knows? There's a bigger deal coming sooner than later, because... Next year, there's a new Power Rangers movie. Yes, Gar.
You guys were around in 95.
Yes.
I was...
They were around in the 80s.
I was born in 89, dude. I was like 6 years old.
I didn't exist back then.
No, you didn't. Not even a twinkle in your father's eye.
Or as I like to say, a quiver in your daddy's sack.
Yeah.
So, next year, we are getting a new Power Rangers movie. And who knows, like, will it be good? Probably not. I'm guessing it might be okay. Because, like, hey, let's be honest. The other Power Rangers movies are not that good.
Yeah.
They're okay. They're fun.
Where is the bar here?
The nostalgia aside, I got some things to say about the movie, but we'll talk about that another time, perhaps.
Maybe on the flicks.
But, anyway, so yeah, movie's coming out next year. All we know right now is the director, the main cast...
A crap ton of writers.
A crap ton of writers, indeed. And the most base synopsis for a Power Rangers ever, which is basically five teenagers get powers and fight evil.
And also deal with their own drama.
So you just described every Power Rangers, except for the ones that start off with three. So we do not know anything at this point about the new movie, other than Rita Repulsa as the villain. But okay, let's be honest with ourselves, right? So... What we're going to do today is have an open discussion. What do we think we're going to be seeing? What do we think and what do we hope we will be seeing?
What do we want?
What do we want, yes, in the new Power Rangers movie coming out 2017? So, anyone have anything to start off with?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were going to talk first.
Here's my number one red flag with this movie. Has there been absolutely any mention of Tommy... To date.
No.
And that is my first and largest red flag.
This, okay, I was going to say this till later. Here's my prediction on a White or Green Ranger. What I think they're going to do.
Sequel bait?
Maybe sequel bait. But what I think they're going to do is... So we have our base five, right? What I think is going to happen is Rita is going to have the Green Ranger already in her control. Like, at the beginning. He's a servant to her from the beginning. Someone she's brainwashed, or hell, maybe he's an alien, even.
That
right?
would be cool.
And he will be the actual fighting villain of this movie.
Oh, that would be cool.
That's what I'm thinking they're going to do. Because why would they just, are they just going to make some random monster? Come on.
That's actually...
We got to bank on nostalgia here,
well,
people.
Well, then again, the people who are doing the designs for this movie is from Krampus.
Yeah, and Lord of the Rings.
And Lord
way
of the
Rings. Way to workhouse. Check out their shit. They're amazing. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, well, last year, around this time, or June, it was around June time, there was, a little brief synopsis of, what the beginning of the movie was. I don't know if it was real or not. But it said, the beginning of the movie will take place back in prehistoric time, and Zordon
was the Red Ranger?
Yeah, Zordon.
I remember that. I can't remember if it was confirmed.
That was, I think, an early scripty take.
Yeah. And if that is true, Zordon being an original, a Red Ranger before Jason, that would actually be cool.
What I was saying, too, how amazing would that be if, the big climax is the Megazord versus the Dragonzord?
Yeah.
That's our climax. Again, we have to think about nostalgia here, because that's what they're banking on. They're banking on nostalgia and attracting new kids. Let's be honest, monsters from Power Rangers, while sometimes can look cool, most of the time they're silly looking, right?
Yeah.
They're obviously going to make their... If they did make their own brand new monster, they're going to have to do a complete redesign of their own thing.
Yeah,
but why do that
I don't see them going
when there's
far.
Already a base bad guy who is badass?
Yeah.
He looks different enough, but he is the same. Right? The Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Let's just do it, people. Let's make it that the Green Ranger, he's been evil from the start, or brainwashed, whatever, he's the servant. To what you were saying, Gar, my prediction on Zordon being a ranger, I think they might go with the Zordon of Eltar route here.
That's what
I'm saying. He's the original White Ranger.
Maybe.
If we are going to, talk about suit actors and such,
yeah,
I want Ray Park to be a part of this somewhere.
He's too big. He's too tall.
He's too tall?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be cool if he was a monster. Mm-hmm. I think, too, they might go with... Except for, certain... here's the thing. Ray Park, I love him. I don't want him to just be a stuntman. I would love him if he was a character. You know what I mean?
Like how he was Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, or Darth Maul, even. Or, what was he in recently?
I don't know.
He played, Chuck Norris in the Bruce Lee thing in China. actually. Darth Maul was Chuck Norris. Actually. So... If they did that, yeah, I would like to see him. Will we be seeing putties in this?
That's one thing.
I feel like they will use them, but maybe minimally.
I think they'll use them, but they won't call them putties.
No.
I think they might go with the actual Jew Ranger name and call them golems. That sounds cooler.
I could see them doing that.
Golems.
Okay. But the thing is, we have to squeeze in everyone's personal drama into this film. So I feel like putties will be minimal, if at all.
See, putties, I think, got to be there for the sake of big fight scenes where everyone's doing something at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the very least, I could see them being, their first enemy.
Exactly, exactly. Hell, even when before they're morphed.
Yeah, they beat them up around, and then they get back into a corner and have to morph to fight them back.
Speaking of, going back to the... Do you guys even think Zordon will be in this, come to think of it? Have they said Zordon's in this?
No.
Or are they going to make a whole new mentor?
I hope not.
I can't remember for sure, but I don't see why they would stray so far from the Power Rangers.
I don't think they will either. Would you imagine
Zordon.
They just take a left?
Larigo.
No! Oh, no.
Demetria!
What's her face? The Aquarian.
Yeah, Demetria.
Oh, that's her name? Demetria? I thought that was the
not name. Aquarian. She's from
Inquirus.
Yes, yeah, Demetria.
Inquir.
No, no, Divatox was her name.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm saying
I was like a Divatox.
Yeah, yeah.
oh, God. Divatox. Divatox is the main villain.
Divatox at the end of the movie for sequel bait.
No, sequel.
I'll tell you. Actually, right now, if I'm correct about the Green being the bad guy in this one, the main fighting bad guy, that'll be the scene after the credits, is the White Ranger showing up or something.
No, or just him becoming good, maybe?
Maybe.
No. Sequel bait would be a rip-off of The Age of Ultron, After credit scene, but except with Thanos, it'd be Lord Zedd.
And he's grabbing a scepter.
Like,
I was gonna say,
I guess I'll have to do it myself.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Wails on the ground. It cuts to black, and just like a few lightning bolts,
You know, I hate being the guy to say this because it sounds so just. Oh, I just want what I'm used to. Could anyone else play Lord Zedd but Robert Axelrod?
No.
I think Lord Zedd's cameo at the it should be like a bonus scene where you just see Reed just being like feeling defeated, and she's just like, "I have no choice." Whatever. It's like, "I wouldn't come asking for your help," or something like that. And you just see her kind of like kneeling or something like that, and then it just does kind of like a zoom away from her, and then pan over to the side. You just see the Zedd of Lord Zedd's staff.
That's cool.
And then just
you know, I'm kind of worried about.
But if they do that, they should at least have they should have a scene where it's like Rita's talking to like one of her generals. It's like, well, maybe we should contact him for help. And like she wails her, like she has her staff by like the person's neck, like
magic wand.
Like, don't you ever mention him.
I'm calling it now. If Zedd is a thing, Zedd and Rita are full on exes at this point. They won't do it that they get together.
Yeah.
They've been together. They were the Empress and the Emperor at one point.
They fucked. They know what I'm talking about.
Something I'd like. It'd be a little fun thing. Not too. Like, it's just, it'd be a little subtle. Just small little miniature cameos from like a couple Ranger actors, like not like, you know, they interact with the Rangers or anything. They're just, you see one like in the crowd or something, and you're like,
no,
wait, was that
actually, no, you, they should pull an A-team of cameos, like you saw the
yeah
where it's like it's the original A-team like cast members, well, except for Mr. T, of course, but it's like they just bump into each other. It's like, hey, are you done with that? Oh, yeah, man. Here you go.
Or it's like Starsky and Hutch at the end of Starsky.
You know what it'll be? You know what it'll be? It'll be like a cameo, like Amy Jo Hart's like a newscaster or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I would love to see? You remember how in that one time when Tommy cameoed, how he was like running his own juice bar? Just that be the juice bar the current Rangers hang out at?
That'd be something. There's gotta be a juice
bar. JDF running the bar?
People are being interviewed about like the Power Rangers or something, just like Kimberly's there, just like, oh, Pink Ranger sounds pretty, it looks really, really cool.
Yeah, they just interview her.
I gotta love it.
Oh!
Does she still live in Toronto? Amy Jo Johnson?
I think she lives in Toronto right now, yeah.
Does she? I don't know.
She got her Canadian citizenship, so.
Good for her. Everyone, join the club. You're welcome when Trump becomes president.
Topical!
Alpha 5 is
here. Alpha. Well, you know what I'm gonna say? Alpha might not be a full on Android.
AI.
It's gonna be an AI.
Yeah. Like an interface in the command center.
Yeah,
it's 2006.
They're not gonna have a little guy in a suit with a round head.
AI interface that's in a computer can project a holograph.
Hologram would be cool.
Of any form he or she wants.
Holograms would be cool.
Oh, I just thought of something really, really questioning.
Hold that thought, Lane. Gar first.
Yes, to Morphers.
Oh, yeah.
Will they actually morph, or will it just be, here's your suit?
No. There's no way.
Absolutely not.
I don't think they're stupid enough to make it a suit. The question might be, will they have full-on morphers? I like that idea. The coins, yes. I think that'll be a staple.
Here's the thing. You have to remember that Tokusatsu is written around the fact that these are transforming heroes. There has to be a morph, or it's not Toku.
My question, again, is will there be a full-on morpher, though? Or will they just have the coins, and it's like they put them in their palm or something?
I feel like taking away the morphers takes away the entire heart
of
the
series.
Let
me ask you this, though. Are we going to have a morphing Cole?
Oh, fuck yeah!
I don't know, though. Is that a little too... That's pretty...
Like, for modern day...
I feel like they're going to try and modern stylize it, where they have, like, you know, like, rock music playing in the background instead of, like, the 90s music. But I cannot fathom them not doing a morph.
Ling, you look like you're about to piss yourself.
Yeah,
say what you were going
to
say.
Now, with respect to Alpha quickly, I like to think that, just as, like, a little nod to the old suit, like, they'll just be like, oh, I'm Alpha, like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, do you have, like, a form we could, like, see or something? Oh, sure. Like, and just goes through different types of looks, and then just, like, what about this one? Shows the old Alpha 5 suit, and they're like, maybe something a bit more modern.
That would be fun.
Yeah, so I think that'd be a cute
Or, like, they pull a power chamber, and they have just, like, the Alpha suits on the wall.
I'm Alpha 5. This is Alpha
I'd like to know, form. Are they going to rewrite the whole, like, how Zordon and Rita know each other? Were they foes at one point? Like, what happened?
Feel like that part of the story is so inconsequential that they could rewrite it however.
Well, no, because you know they. Cool. No, this is a movie though. There has to be a backstory. Can't just be. And then Rita showed up.
There will be something.
There's going to be a scene. I guarantee. There's going to be a scene where like Zordon is like 10,000 years ago, and then we go to like a different planet, and you
know
we
it'll,
see
and you know it'll be like it. A Star Wars style intro to the movie, just like the old movie.
God, if they make a sequel with Lord Zedd, it's like Lord Zedd, do you know who he is, Zordon? Long ago, I called him brother.
They both start with Z. They can do it.
Go ahead.
What if Rita and Zordon? We're a part of the original team of Rangers.
Oh.
And Rita goes,
that was horrible.
She has the green coin! Fuck yes! Fuck yes!
Yeah!
And Zordon has the white one!
Yeah!
We just wrote the movie, guys.
Poor guys.
Raven's sitting there shaking his head at
us. Because you know it could happen. Fuck. You know it could happen.
Lionsgate, give us a call.
I hope you're fucking listening!
I would just laugh. We just go to the movie theater, all of us together. That happens.
Just have like a checklist of our what we call off.
One of the writers of the Power Rangers movie just listens to our podcast. He's just like listening to us.
This is gold.
Holy shit, Max! Are you listening to this?
Get the cameras,
Maxie. Do I have ideas for you?
What did Batman Lego teach us? Always be recording.
Yeah,
always be recording.
ABR. You know, I wonder. This will be a joke. This will have to be a joke in the movie. Are they going to mention, why are we all different colors?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and such bright, vibrant ones.
Why is it spandex?
Like,
are they going to pull an RPM?
There's no way in hell it's not spandex. I'm going to say that there's no way in hell. They're going to do what they did with the first Power Rangers movie.
It's going
to look metallic.
Yeah.
And now they've gone metallics.
I hope they don't do, like, pull, like, in, because this might be a thing they might do. Like, you know, like, with the Iron Man suit, like, the face can just go... And then I'm worried they might do that with their helmets.
Oh, you like, mean like poor GoBusters?
Yeah,
where
they can see
through the visors.
I kind of hope that they're allowed to like remove them at will. Like,
I think they're gonna be able to do that because like there's gonna have. You'd be cool to see the shot of them in the full suit with their heads, but I think they're gonna need. Do you guys remember what happened during the actual movie?
They removed the visors.
I am Gar today. For the purpose of... The fact is, you can't really act well in a Power Ranger suit. Yeah. That's why their movements are so exaggerated. Yeah. You know? You need to see their face. What I think they might do is... The visors will be there for most of the scenes. But there's going to be a scene where, like, Jason is holding Kimberly or something. Like, after they've been defeated or something. And there's going to need to be that, like the eyes opening up. Right?
Or maybe they'll do like what Japanese Tokyo do and just like give us a shot of the face inside the helmet.
We're not going to do that.
I don't know.
G3 axis.
Oh, yeah, where it like opens up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think it should go like, but I do think the eyes will move, like open or something.
Wait, why didn't Ninja Storm this?
Yeah, like a Ninja Storm. How they did a Ninja Storm.
Oh, yeah, that's where a good point. Where
I'm really hoping that they get rid of the lips. I'm not a fan of lips on those masks. I understand what they are, but...
I could do with the Die Ranger helmets, where it's just like, it's a silver plate, or like with Kiruja, for example. Like, the visor, and then the silver without the mouth.
Speaking of which, did they confirm yet that the Zords are dinosaurs?
No.
Or are they just saying the colors so far?
I don't think they've said anything about
Zords. I don't think I've had any mention of Zord, or like Zords.
I have seen artwork.
Okay, artwork means dick all at this point.
Like concept art.
Dick all.
That was done by fans.
Yeah.
Not
way back when
this was announced. I don't think they've said anything concrete about Zords.
So that's what my question to you. The Zords. Do you think they'll go dinosaurs?
I think they have to.
It's
if it's an origin story.
Because what's older than dinosaurs? Well,
there was that rumor about like the Dino Charge Rangers showing up in the movie.
That's not gonna happen.
I don't think so.
This is a fully new continuity from what I've heard.
This is being made by Lionsgate, not Saban.
Exactly. Like, I wonder if how they'll bring that up. Like, why are they dinosaurs or ancient beasts? I actually hope they don't call them dinosaurs, because literally only two of them are dinosaurs. Yep. It's true.
If they do, you know one of the characters is going to bring that up.
Or just, you know, do the simple thing. Ancient beasts. That's it.
Yeah, sure.
And you've won the day.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if they'll do that, though. If they're going to make them, like, ancient beasts or such. And, like, I you know, all I ask is that you make the moment that the Megazord stands up as amazing as it was when we first
saw it. Oh, fuck yeah.
I say to this day, When I was rewatching the first season of Mighty Morphin, I'll admit, it's not good. It's not a good show. There's moments in it that are fun, but overall,
no,
it's not a good show. It's got bad editing, it's bad characters, not bad characters, lame ones. Like, the only thing that came... One-dimensional, exactly. The only thing that came close to being good, outside of the Sentai footage, was the Green Ranger thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To this day, it brings you right back the first time that Megazord sequence is initiated. The way it stands up.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so, like, ingrained in me.
I don't think
It moves, man.
I don't think any other Megazord has had that sort of feeling to it.
No, it's just like, because that was when it was like, this is real. This is what's happening right now. And just like, when the Zords come together in this movie, I don't want it to be like this quick thing of just like, ching ching, we're up. I don't even want it to be like this thing of like, magnets. I want them to start on the ground, and it has to. You know what I'd be okay with? You know what I'd be okay with? If it literally has to stand up, just
like pick itself up like a person.
Pick itself up like a person. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what would be cool if they did this?
If they Voltroned it?
No, not Voltroned it. If you know, Zordon says to them, "You'll need these vehicles to fight," and just like, wow, like, so what? What are the animals? Yes, in ancient times, they could come together, but that hasn't been done for millennia. And that's going to be... Oh, my God, I just wrote the movie again.
Yeah.
No, because they need to take on the Dragon Zord, right?
Yeah.
So they try to do it individually, but they can't.
So they have
to come together.
That's as great. A team.
And they're like... Zordon's like, no, it's too dangerous. You'll destroy the Zords and yourself.
Jason's like, doesn't matter. We have to try. Anyways.
Doesn't matter. We're not just a team. We're the power!
We're the power! And just like, he hits the button.
Yeah.
Megazord sequence initiated.
Like, that coin that has all the animals' faces in it just lights up.
And like, Zordon, like, I was like, they're doing it!
The prophecy!
Not the prophecy. just like Rita on the moon or whatever. Oh! I have a headache!
Right, Maria. Oh, shit!
Will they swear in this?
I feel like...
No.
Actually, I don't know.
PG-13, probably.
I feel like they'll take a part from the MMPR movie. Remember when, like, when Ivan Ooze goes into the command center and he, like, fucks shit up and everything? I like to think just, like, that'll be a scene where, like, Rita comes in or something, fucks up the power chamber or something.
I don't think they should do that yet.
So. And then just as, like, you know, implants a virus into Alpha or something like that, because, like, the AI interface, Ranger. And then you just hear just, like, or something like that as a little cameo.
We haven't talked about Goldar.
No.
Will Goldar be in the movie?
Oh, absolutely.
You think he will be?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Glad the rumors
if there are going to be any of the general / henchmen, it has to be Goldar.
I would say that, yeah, they're not going to have Squat and Babu. Maybe they might have Finster.
Goldar and Finster.
Here's the thing. Finster's existence depends on whether they have putties and or any of the monsters of the week. If none of them are in it, Finster won't need to be.
Glad the rumors about Scorpina being the villain of the movie was wrong.
I think they're going to have... See, I kind of want... I don't know who to say this because, you know, again, this is a Power Rangers movie. There should be a kind of comic relief villain. I don't want it to be Goldar.
Rito.
Oh, I like Rito.
That's not a bad idea.
Goldar and Rito work well together.
Okay, yeah, get rid of Finster.
Rito.
Make it Rito, and he's the bumbling brother of Rito.
And hang on.
Yeah.
No, it's like, Rito, I have returned. My sister, I wasn't expecting you. You left me there only to protect what remains. Goldar slices him.
That'd be something.
Good thing I'm already made of bones.
Or fuck no. Rito is just like, like, she's like, I should kill you. Rito's like, but I kept it safe. It's the power coin.
No. And he's already in his bones because he just waited there all that time. He just ride away.
Oh, yeah.
And Rita brings him back with magic.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
My brother.
Here's what I just thought of that is really going to change the movie one way or the other. We have to consider whether this is going to be a completely self-encased story where at the end the villains are completely defeated, or if at the end the villains are still existing and this leads into what would have been another series.
Oh. We have to think of this the way studios think of this. Franchise. They want to make money. They need to make more than one movie. I hate to say it like this. I really think I'm right, though. I think the Green Ranger is going to be the big villain of this. Not the big villain, sorry. The fighting villain.
Yeah.
And they're going to save him by the end of it. Thus, leaving Rita still around, where she needs to go find Zed or something.
Yeah.
And that'll be our next movie. And you know what? You even want to go with the continuity of it all. Hell yeah, that could lead into a third movie where Rita and Zed need to go to Vile.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's when the fucking Machine Empire decides I'm going to fuck shit up.
That's what I was going to say. The lead into the third movie is that, like, the Machine Empire just decides to show up on their own accord and, you know, mess with Rita and Zed's plans.
What if the Zords, while based off of ancient beasts and have the life force or something of actual animals, the original mechanical designs came from the Machine Empire, and Mondo's coming to collect.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no, and like, in between sequels, they build the other Zords.
No. And the Rita and Zed decide, like, because this will be like a thing by the third movie, where just like they're violent Machine Empire, but Rita and Zed wanted to also destroy the Machine Empire, and they resurrect Serpentera.
No, I gotta pitch this right now. We never go to Turbo in terms of this. What are the first three seasons of Power Rangers, though?
Mighty Morphin.
Zeo. Not Zeo.
Dino Ranger.
I meant the first three seasons of Mighty Morphin. You got Dino Ranger and Kaku Ranger. What are all their Zords?
Animals.
These are living things with living forces and whatever. But yeah, the Machine Empire mechanized them or something, made them that. Oh. There's a big fight at the end with all the, where life has to take over technology and go over modernism of how, you know, we just roll over nature with machines.
Sounds like standing up and walking around.
And God damn it, Zed used to be a Ranger too. He was the original Red. That's how we got Serpentera.
Oh,
sell your
maybe girl. They'll sell it like Serpentera becomes the Red Dragon Zord.
Oh!
or like vice versa, who knows?
No.
Are you listening, Lions?
Are you ready, kids?
This is good!
Here's my thought.
I've ruptured an eardrum.
Here's my idea, if this does become a trilogy. First movie, defeat of the Green Ranger. Second movie, the Green Ranger becomes the White Ranger to fight Lord Zed. Third movie, Machine Empire.
Wait, how's this?
War of the Zords.
Ooh, okay, this is kind of going into a bit.
No, if we do have a... Sorry, Lane.
That's okay.
If we have a third movie and there's Machine Empire, we gotta have this fight in the atmosphere.
Oh,
take
yeah.
it to
all,
them.
All the Zords, Megazords together.
Yes.
Oh my god.
The Megazord, the Thunder Zord, the Ninja Zord. Do that shit, man!
And then the Machine Empire has Serpentera. Like, this was our final weapon.
Lane!
I was gonna say, like, the Green Ranger, what they could do is they could pull, like, what they did with Cecil in Final Fantasy IV. Where, like, you know, by the second movie, he's like, he's kind of part of the team as the Green Ranger still, but he's like, oh, I've done terrible things.
He's
like,
still
I kill
and
people.
And he has to redeem himself,
and
so
then
he becomes
the White
Ranger.
And
absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And, yeah.
Guys! Vulcan Skull!
Skull!
I was just thinking about that. Like,
Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, do it!
Oh, God,
this
no!
This movie was made 10 years ago, yes.
Key and Peele!
This movie was made 20
actually,
years ago.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, Key and Peele.
Wouldn't that be great if that actually happened?
Michael Cera, Jonah Hill.
No!
If Vulcan and Skull are in the movie, I'm predicting now cameo. Cameo of Vulcan Skull. As just these kind of, like, joke. They're not going to make them full-on bullies.
No.
They're going to make them kind of the the jokey guys at the school. You know
Power
what I mean?
Rangers, what a load of crap.
Hey, no, you know what would be funny? If Bulk and Skull were like teachers at the school?
Hey, to this day, I still want to know how Skull got rich in the main continuity.
Yeah, that's maybe they'll. That would be funny if they address that.
Yeah, but
and then like Bulk with his quote unquote samurai training is teaching gym.
Do you know how Skull became rich? He stopped hanging out with Bulk.
Ooh,
nice. No, how he got rich? He sold all of Professor Phenomenus.
While they were off.
No. He's a talented pianist. He became a famous musician.
You know, not like just like. This is talking about the actual series now. How fucking weird is that, though? You know, that like, if you watch Samurai or hell, even Wild Force, you're like, Bulk's been in space.
Yeah,
in this continuity. How did he get back to Earth?
Yeah, he went to Terra Venture.
Eventually, I assume Terra Venture went back to Earth.
I guess. Mm. Anyway, back. So
the movie.
These are our predictions. Anyone have anything else big for this? Like, or any thoughts?
I don't know what we haven't covered.
We discuss villains, we discuss Zordon and Alpha, the
Zords.
We discuss
Zords, sequel bait.
Possible sequels, the history of it all.
Oh, there's one thing. We could lead it into another. Like, the third movie would have to be the finale of that trilogy.
Oh, no, which is why it would be an invasion by the Machine Empire and. Or fuck, even both. The forces of evil with Vile. And the Machine Empire, they were rivals to begin with.
Oh, man.
Kind of like that Zordon of Eltar, where, like, the Dragon Empire, whatever you called it, right?
Yeah.
And, guys, Vile's forces, Machine Empire, Earth is the battleground.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the Rangers,
Zordon's
like...
This is our home!
Zordon's just like, we need help.
Don't underestimate this planet.
Calls Aquitar. Or... Contacts. I know someone on the planet Edenoi who could possibly help.
No.
You just hear Ectophase activate.
Okay. Now we're getting out of
coming 2025.
I could honestly see them doing that. Like no.
Best Rider.
You know what it would be? You know what the fuck it would be? It would be this moment of like. Where you got one Alien Ranger and one regular Power Ranger, because, like, yeah, hell yeah, the Alien Rangers show up at some point, right? And they're about to, like, fight, like, a big monster or something. It's only one Ranger on each side. And then, like, it's about to punch him, and just something blocks them. The smoke clears. It's Masked Rider. Is he with you? I thought he was with you.
Earth's the battleground, and the Rangers have to split. So they have to protect both sides of the planet.
Dean Israelite, director of the new Power Rangers movie. Are you listening?
And then
this is gold.
No, I will tag him.
And you know what? You know what Furbus is for the Masked Rider in this?
God.
He's just this big hulking beast.
I'll summon the Furbus.
No,
it's like
no,
Furbus.
No,
go.
No. No, I've got it. Furbus is of Larigo's race.
Ugh.
No, God. No, but no, it's like, but yeah, the first three films. They all belong to each other. After credit scene, this archaeologist, what's this? I don't know. But I think we're going to be rich. It's the Zeo crystals.
Oh.
Whoops.
Anyway.
I can see that. Like, if
and
it
that
follows
starts
the,
its own...
If it follows the three-movie format that we talked about earlier, it's like, first movie origin, fighting the Green Ranger. Second movie, Green Ranger atoning for his sins by becoming White Ranger. At the end of that, they find the Zeo Crystal. Third movie, Zeo Rangers against Machine Empire.
What if, instead of just going like what they do with Power Rangers, well, where it's like Rita's like, oh no, there's someone bigger than me, and that's Zed. And then Zed's like, oh no, there's someone bigger than me, and that's Vile. What if...
They team up?
No, they don't team up. What if Rita and Zed, like I said, are already married, right?
Yeah.
And it's actually a happy union, right? Maybe they had their disagreements and such. But, like, overall, they actually kind of care for each other. They want to conquer together. What if, when Green Ranger becomes white in the second movie, and again, we're talking about three movies here, White Ranger full-on kills Zed. Destroys him.
Oh, fuck.
And that's why Rita, in defeat and agony, calls her father to help out.
Oh, yeah!
There you go.
I want those Rangers.
I got weak knees.
Daddy, he killed my husband!
Just for the record, like, for the past, like, 10 minutes, the salesman's just standing up, moving around, being
guys, this is me when, like, you guys should have seen me back in college when I was pitching movies. This was me. I feel so great being here right
now. Like, she's kneeling again, and she has to stop it. It's like, I want those Rangers to pay! And, like, you just look up, it's just like, oval head, like three eyes, like five eyes. Like, oh,
they'll pay.
Yeah, they'll pay. And then, like, introduce this as Master Vile.
How awful is it going to be when none of this is what happens?
Oh, I know, right?
Like, we're making these predictions, but, like, I don't know. I think, though, I think we've talked about everything.
Yeah.
This turned from predictions to what we fucking want it to be.
Hey, I said at the beginning, okay, as far as predictions go, I think we actually covered some of it.
Yeah.
In terms of what they might actually do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, all we can hope for is that it's a fun movie. Because it's not going to ever be a great thing. But it could be fun. It could be like, it could be a little tiny bit of crazy.
And I will,
with some cool stuff in it.
I will say this. We as the cast rangers have to go see it all together.
We do.
Yeah.
We'll like sneak in a tape recorder to get our actual reactions.
We'll be there opening day probably.
Midnight screening.
I still say what we got to do, guys, is because these days they announce trailers up the ass. We have to watch the trailer together for the first time and get reactions off of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Let's make that like a cast ranger special thing where we. I know there's been a lot of drama lately about reaction videos, but fuck the Fine Brothers. We're doing it.
Exactly. We're going to do it.
Oh, that's
so
all
can
fucking
we, can we all make the promise now that we'll watch it together?
Absolutely.
Cast Ranger promise on air.
Raven,
get your hands in here.
What are we doing?
What's going on?
Raven, when the trailer finally hits for the new Rangers movie, we're not going to watch it on our own. We're going to watch it together.
All right, on the count of three, we yell Cast Ranger. One, two, three.
Cast Rangers!
Dun, 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 dun.
And with that, folks, I believe we should
call it. The end of this episode. Please comment, what are your predictions for the 2017 movie? Do you agree with our predictions?
I believe
that this movie may contain five Power Rangers.
Will Ferbus keep running to stay in shape?
The real question is, will it end with bloopers?
Yeah, oh my god.
That's the ultimate prediction.
The song from the Beetleborgs bloopers.
Those weren't bloopers, those were skits. I'm talking full on, will Master Vile destroy the Earth? You decide.
vote now.
But, god, we'll have a voting system.
Well, people, this was episode 98 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Do we have a Tumblr?
No.
Okay, not Tumblr. Google Plus.
Big art.
You can find us on YouTube at Ixie Studios.
You can find us all on Twitter at our handles.
Yeah.
I haven't given you my handle yet. I should.
No.
But
I'm Blue Cast Ranger.
No, you're North. I'm Red Caster.
I meant the Twitters. You fuck.
Yeah.
Well, we got two Twitters going now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We swapped colors for this week, but fuck it.
Yes, I'm Pink Caster on Caster Pink on Twitter. So follow me,
North Caster.
And no one else has one yet.
Not yet.
Well, our real Twitters, though, you should also follow.
Yeah, you should also follow our real Twitters. Yep. Look at
Wait a minute, you have your sprites, you have no excuse.
Look at our friends from Rydertown Radio.
So,
I also wanted to mention one other thing. A buddy of mine, my friend Wayne, he actually has this thing he does on at conventions called the Cosplay Medic. And he wanted me to shout out that he's running a GoFundMe campaign right now for his button maker entrepreneurship / venture he's doing. He currently works at conventions and repairs cosplayers' costumes for free.
He's one of those guys. He's a great guy. You know, some of these cosplay medics, you know, they charge nothing wrong with that, of course. You know, it is something they have to pay for. He's doing it for free. Support him, guys.
Yeah, no.
Wayne's a great guy.
Wayne's a badass.
So, Wayne's the greatest guy.
He may talk at length about Nathan Fillion when you don't want him to, but other than that,
that's fine.
And if you want him to, bonus. But apparently he's running this GoFundMe so he can buy a button maker so he can make and sell cosplay medic buttons, and the profit of which would go to supply so he can be a more effective cosplay medic.
He's doing it so that when your horn falls off on your costume, he can put it right back on.
Or if you know your skirt that you're wearing for your cosplay magically just falls off.
So anyone who's interested in contributing to this GoFundMe, it's GoFundMe.com/SBJVKCVC.
We'll put the link in the thing as well.
And make sure you tell them that Cast Ranger sent you.
Yeah. So this has been week one of our Movie Madness Power April. What, oh, what do we have in store for you later?
You'll find out. Find out on the next episode.
Let's say it'll be very mighty.
Might even be a little turbo.
And with that, bye. Good night.
You couldn't have dropped more obvious hints.
Whatever. I dropped my balls on this
one. I already said good night.
I said good day.
Bye.